This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Without putting too fine a point on it, geopolitics can be hard. The Iran nuclear deal, Russia in all of its many facets, also North Korea. What all three of those countries have in common is that they have all been the targets of American economic sanctions, with, of course, varying degrees of success and impact. The United Nations Security Council voted 15 to zip this weekend to impose new and, in theory, tougher sanctions on Pyongyang. The catch, of course, is that this ain't the first time we have been down this road. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going from New York.
If you're getting a sense of deja vu, yes, we have been here before. There have been multiple rounds of sanctions against North Korea, each one a bit tougher than the last. This time, the UN is banning North Korean exports of minerals like coal and iron ore. Also, seafood. Also, it's capping the number of workers North Korea can send abroad. The sanctions have two goals, says Stefan Haggard, a professor at UC San Diego.
One is to actually slow down the weapons program.
By starving North Korea of cash, it'll be harder for it to buy the stuff it needs to develop weapons. And goal number two?
Just to get back to some kind of talks.
How effective these sanctions can be depends on their enforcement, says Scott Snyder, a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
That's the secret of sanctions evasion. If North Korea can use false front companies and find shady intermediaries, then they can still do business.
Snyder says North Korea's long history of sanctions means it's well practiced in the art of evading them. And Larry Ward with the law firm Dorsey & Whitney says there's another hitch.
North Korea is using these newest sanctions as propaganda to likely support the feeling within North Korea that it really should continue to develop its missile program because the United States and the other powers of the world are effectively ganging up on North Korea.
In other words, North Korea uses sanctions to justify the very program they're supposed to deter. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.